Chodesh Tov. Okay, today I brought from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Likutei Sichos. We started them, I think we did it before. So he started them in 1960-something after the death of his mother, and he dedicated it to his mother's aliyah, other neshama, every Shabbos afternoon, and there would be special students dedicated to remembering everything he said and writing it down right after. Okay, so this sicha is really beautiful. It's one of my favorites. So on the word atze shitim, so these special types of trees that they used the wood to make the mishkan. So Rashi says, "Umeayin hayu lahem bamidbar." Where did they have these trees in the desert? Okay. Peresh Rabbi Tanchuma. Rabbi Tanchuma explains. Now, this is a lot of words for Rashi, right? Rashi might just say Midrash, Agadah, or something. Itabi Midrash, there is a Midrash. But he tells you exactly where and who said it. Rabbi Tanchuma. Yaakov Avinu, Sipa Beruach HaKodesh. Yaakov saw with divine inspiration, She'atidin Yisrael livnot Mishkan b'midbar. That in the future, Israel would build a Mishkan in the desert. The Hevi Arazim, and he brought cedar trees. Now remember, the pasuk says Atzei Shitim, and Rashi here isn't saying he brought Atzei Shitim, he brought Arazim, cedar trees. Okay, so remember that. That's the two things we're going to talk about: the Rabbi Tanchuma and the Arazim. Lemitzrayim, to Egypt, v'nat'am, and he planted them. V'tziva lebanav litlam imahem kesheyetzu mimitzrayim. And he commanded his sons to take them with them when they would leave Egypt. Okay? So the Rebbe explains every single word in detail, but we're just going to focus on two of the things he says. One, Rebbe Tanchuma. Why does he spell it out? So the Rebbe explains that Rashi is telling us that these trees were a nechama. Rebbe Tanchuma. Okay? They were a nechama. So imagine being a slave in Egypt, and you'd be going off to do your work, and as you walk to do your work, you passed this grove of trees, and you would remember to yourself every time in the darkest days of slavery, these tall trees standing up, and think, my great-great-great-grandfather Yaakov Avinu told me that we're going to bring these trees back to Israel, where they came from. They came from Israel, Yaakov brought them, and we're going to bring them back, and we're going to build a special dwelling place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with them on our way back. Imagine what a comfort that would be, okay? So then the Rebbe explains, why does Rashi use the word arazim? Where do you know that word from, arazim? Tzadik katamar yifrach, ke arazim.
Balvanoniska.
So the tzadik will flourish like a palm tree, and it'll grow tall like the arazim. So he says that Yaakov Avinu is the root of all of the leaders, arazim, the nisi'im. Nisi also means like to go tall, right, to rise up. So he says, in our galut, in our personal mitzrayim, we have arazim also that Hashem has planted through Yaakov Avinu with their source in Eretz Yisrael. And these are the great people who don't let the exile get to them, who are always happy, who are able to overcome the exile, and they help us all. They raise us all up to overcome the exile, so that we will all merit the ultimate redemption. B'mehirah b'yameinu.